This is the MyMac Podcasting Network. From iPhones to Android, iPod to mobile, the App Minute Podcast covers it all. And now, the host of the App Minute Podcast, Sam Levin.
Hey folks, Sam Levin here with a new edition of App Minute. Today I want to talk to you about a really cool utility called PhotoSync. It's an application for iOS devices, so it'll work on the iPhone, iPod Touch, iPad. It simply requires iOS 4.2 or later. Now, how many times do you want to transfer or send multiple photos from your iPhone to another device, whether it be your other iOS device or your Mac? Well, PhotoSync does that, and also it has compatibility for Dropbox, Flickr as well. So here's how it goes. You install PhotoSync on your iPhone, which I did on my iPhone 4. By the way, it's $1.99, and it basically lets you select any of the photos that you've taken in groups. So not just one, you can select several. You open up PhotoSync on the other iOS device. It looks for your Wi-Fi, whether it's Wi-Fi or Bluetooth, and automatically it shows up, the other iOS device shows up on your PhotoSync window on your iPhone. You select sync and it syncs all of those photos that you've selected on your iPhone. It's that simple. It's really, really handy, really well done. And it does not require a computer. So you can directly send photos, or they call it syncing, of course, from one device to the other. I think they've done a very good job. It's worth the $1.99 ticket price. Check it out. It's called PhotoSync. That's one word, PhotoSync, on the iTunes App Store. All right, that's it. Thanks a lot and have a great day.
The App Minute Podcast is a co-production of Sam Levin and MyMac.com. Be sure to visit our website at www.appminute.com.